that. This is what we need to do. If we're in a car and a cop is telling us to step out, just drive the f*** off.
Get on the mic.
Get on the mic.
Just get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Get on the mic update.
Hey, it's your favorite Latina Kateria. I was going to say, you're now listening to Get on the Mic. But I kind of want to take this time to record with Matt about our experience and then obviously talk shit here and there. In a few months, we'll be approaching 4 years of Exposed TV.
Hey, man.
I'm going to let Matt introduce himself.
You already know who it is. It's Matt on the mic.
How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm, you know, staying busy and, you know, just getting everything done and trying to get everything done, you know, before all their due dates. You know, I write everything down. Like, I try to stay on point with, like, everything that I do so that I can make sure that, you know, I keep my clients happy and I keep my business happy, you know?
Okay, all right. Trying to be a decent human being. No, sorry. I love doing this. Like, yeah. I love creating with you.
Word.
And this, every time we do something, it's like intentional, but it's random.
Exactly,
so I like
yeah.
that shit.
Exactly.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know, I like to be spontaneous, you know.
So social media is like exposing everybody.
Yeah.
Like really exposing everyone. Let's talk about a few things that are changing for the better.
Mm-hmm.
On Jemima.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Because we've all invested money in Aunt Jemima. Why is it coming out now that it's super racial? Like,
I mean, like...
This is what gets... Because I'm just like, yo, we should have been through this shit to, like, not invest in quicker freaking oaks.
I feel like a lot of people already knew that. It's just that it just went viral. It's something that went viral. Like, a lot of things...
But, like, why didn't we make it viral before if social media has been popping for a while?
Well, because nobody really cared about it. The people who knew just kept their mouth shut for some reason and just went about their business. But now, they're like, you know what? This is racist, and, like, we got to do something about it at this time because of what's going on now. Everybody's trying to figure out everything that's being racist, you know? And anything that's not supporting, like, giving money out to the black African-American funding, technically people are going to think it's racist. So now everybody, every company, every single company has to put some type of money in now so that we don't try to find anything crazy about them.
Well, we need to expose everybody.
We do. We need to expose everybody for their racism. Because racism should not be accepted. I think Instagram should do something as well. I think Instagram should delete all racist comments. Anything
they
racist
do. They're like, they're indoors. I feel like they're...
But I don't know. It's just so many racist people on there. Like, I spoke to some racist people on there.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I spoke to this person on IG.
Seriously?
And it's not that she wasn't. All right. So the situation had to do with the guy that the old white guy that fell and cracked his skull.
Yeah.
When the police pushed him.
Yeah.
And I looked at her comments on that post because they said that guy can no longer walk, and she commented and said. He should have stayed his ass home, and I'm like wow. I'm like, wow, that's very heartless. And then she was like, how is it heartless? Like, if he was in front of me and getting in my way, I would have pushed him too,
motherfucking bitch.
And I was like, damn, like that sounds very sadistic to me. And I just felt like when I was talking to her, I felt like I was talking to a wall.
Yeah,
you know,
because she didn't understand.
I feel like she didn't even understand why he did what he did or what he was doing. She was like, oh, he was just in their way. No, he was doing something. He was asking them something or telling them something or, you know, telling them, hey, you guys shouldn't be doing whatever he was doing. But she was just like, oh, he should have just stayed his ass home.
Yeah,
like,
she's racist.
She also said that he's taking a risk and all that stuff. But I'm like,
yeah, but he's an old guy. Like, why would...
Yeah, I mean, everything that you're standing up for is taking a risk. You know, so
yeah, I'm mad about a lot of things that I see on social media, but one thing that ticked me the fuck off today was that woman,
yeah.
That fucking Karen bitch,
yeah.
And she was our age, and it just disgusting because you would think that is like older people, but it's not only older people. It's literally people our age.
Racism is taught. It's not, they're not born racist. They're taught racism, like from their parents, from their environment, all that. Like they're just so tone deaf to like what's going on. Like I seen a video too, and she called black people idiots and all that stuff, saying that, oh, we gave you freedom. She said we gave you freedom as that, and I was like, whoa. Like it was just,
oh my god, I want her. I commented in the bottom, I'm like, I want her to burn.
Yeah, like, but once I noticed that they put her phone number online, and she deactivated her phone. She
probably, really?
She changed her phone number.
Yeah, because so, she already knew.
Yeah, she. I'm sure she got thousands and thousands of death threats.
So many.
I'm a child of God, so I wouldn't wish death on anybody, but I would say, like, I hope somebody...
Well, that's why I said I hope she burned, because, like, in hell, you burn, so...
Well, yeah, but I just want somebody to just like knock some sense into her.
I know.
You know, for her to understand what really was going on, yeah. and like how racist she sounded. Like, I want her to understand that.
Well, I just seen on social media now, 120 people have died in the in police interactions since George Floyd. So George Floyd was not too long ago. It's actually about 20 days ago, and 123 lives have been taken by police.
By police?
It's like, it's more and more and more. Like, they're not naming everything. They're not, because it's just a lot. It's too many.
So 120 lives
after. And today,
after
another
George.
Young boy was hanged. So now it's, what, 6 people that have been hanged in the past, like, 6 days? Like, every day? One person? We know one for now, but we never know. This is disgusting. Like,
wow.
This is where I'm like, you know what? We have to unite more. This is a fight that does not just end. You know, yeah. Today I seen a video, and these two women were fighting. One happened to be a civilian, and the one happened to be a police officer. And there were people in the background, and some people were like, "Yo, stop. She's a police officer." And then there were other, like a couple of other people in the background, they're like, "No, fuck her up. Like, that police officer literally hit you for no reason."
Damn.
And it's like, it comes to a point where you shouldn't be disrespected by any other human. Like, you shouldn't be beat for no reason, because the police doesn't make the decision if you're guilty or not. That's the judge.
Damn, exactly. Exactly.
And I know it sounds crazy, and I'm not even sure I should say this, but fight back.
Exactly.
Fight, because that could be your life being taken.
Exactly.
And I know it's scary. Like, I'm saying this, but I'm like, yo, imagine if you got arrested for no reason. Like, would you fight back? That's scary.
I mean, hell yeah, it's for my life, and I know that these people are obviously against me. So I either gotta fight back, or I gotta find a way to police the police.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or call the police, or like, is there a way that we could say, hey, I'm not gonna do anything, say anything, move anywhere until I speak to my lawyer?
Well,
like,
this
like
is
what
the
happened
thing.
To
people have been like, I'm not getting out the car, I'm not doing anything. The police will literally,
it would yank them out. It's
fucked
up.
But there's been some people that really fought for the life. Like, I don't know if you've seen that video, it went viral, but he was stopped by a police, and he had his window up, and he said, "Why am I being stopped?" And they were like, "It doesn't matter, give me your license, registration." He was like, "Wait, I need to know why I'm being stopped." And I think he had a baby in the car or something. He's like, "I need to know why I'm being stopped." And he's like, the police officer was like, "We're not gonna ask you twice, come out." And the police officer ended up smashing the window and trying to drag him. He ran. He just ran. Like, he just, like, he gas in the car. Not he put gas, but put the gas pedal and he ran. And then while he was, like, driving, he called the police. He's like, "Listen, I just ran away from the police because I don't feel comfortable.
That's that. This is what we need to do. If we're in a car and a cop is telling us to step out, just drive the f*** off and call 911. Because look, if you're gonna stay in that spot, there's a chance that you might f***ing die by that cop. And so that's how we police the police. Don't get out the f***ing car. Just drive the f*** off. If they think that you're resisting arrest, f*** that. Call the police and tell them that you're in danger. Yeah. That's how it should be. Like, f*** that. I'm not stepping out no f***ing car because I didn't do nothing wrong and I know I didn't do anything wrong. Yeah. You see, yo, you just clicked something in my mind right now.
I feel you and I just feel like...
It just ticks me off how they're telling us to step out the car and not even telling us what we're being detained for. Like, it's stupid.
Like, I don't care. Like, I'm in that situation. What did I... Just give me your license registration and then I'll let you know. Tell me right now.
No. That I'm driving off and I'm gonna call 911 and saying I was being harassed by our police. I need your help now. That's what I would do. Stepping out the car. I'm not stepping out no car. Every time when I used to get stopped by the cops, I would put my keys on the dash and not that. My keys staying in the ignition. And if a cop wants to try to harass me, I'm peeling the off. I used to turn off my car and everything. I used to turn off my car, put the keys on it. Yeah, because do all
that's,
that.
I'm pretty sure that's what your family, your parents taught you. Like, obey.
They say you got to take the key out the ignition just so that they know that you're not going to peel off. All that. I'm protecting myself. And if I have a kid in the car, that. I'm doing whatever the I can to make sure that my kid is okay.
I don't even feel good right now. Like, just thinking about it is making me, like, super nervous. Like, they scare me.
Nah, like, it's
like, they're vicious. Man. They're monsters. They're hunting. Like, they are hunting.
Yeah, they're hunting to kill. All the people that died, their reason is because of a broken taillight. It's because
or
of
sleeping in the car.
Sleeping in the car. It's just ridiculous reasons and that they died for. Ridiculous. And then you have the Roof, whatever his name is, who killed 9 black people in a church.
And they offered him Burger King.
They offered him food. He wanted food and they gave him food. They didn't fight him.
To be honest, that was a KKK hit. They were like, oh, if you want to be a part of the KKK, do it.
Exactly.
And we'll talk to the police and they'll make sure you're good.
Exactly. Look, they put a fucking vest on him. They put a vest on him and they peacefully took him out of that church.
That's how you know it was a setup.
Or wherever he was at.
That's how you know it was a setup because he was like, oh, if people know about this, they'll probably go and kill you. Well, we're going to have a jacket on.
They technically congratulated him for doing that. Yeah. For killing 9 freaking...
And you know what? It was just, I heard that he only got 9 years in jail.
9 years in jail?
I don't know if that's true, but...
No, I'm going to look into that. I'm going to look into that because he needs... Like, if they don't give him the death penalty... Then no, it's definitely racism. He definitely have people on his like just making sure that he's okay.
Yeah, you release police officers, like, the KKK.
How do you give somebody food after they just killed 9 freaking people who did nothing to him? Nothing to him. He literally went in there with a freaking army gun and just deaded sniper, people. Yeah. Like, it's just like, nah.
Like the guy from Walmart.
It's
where his ass going?
I don't even know. You don't even hear them anymore. You don't even know. They could be out. They could be out. But then you have all these black people who did nothing. They didn't kill anybody. Did nothing. They was just minding their own fucking business.
They're charging this kid with a felony for selling lemonade.
Are you a felony for selling lemonade? Who's this?
Like, black 12-year-old kid, 9-year-old kid.
A 12-year-old kid is going to prison with old people? People that's
well,
not even his age?
Well, I think juvenile. But, yeah. Wow. So you're saying don't be an entrepreneur?
Pretty much. Like, see, it's just like that movie I seen, Just Mercy. Like, they found a dude who was an entrepreneur. Uh-huh. He was making his own money. He had his own business. He had nobody micromanaging him. Then there's a cop that comes to him and asks him all this, and he tells him all that he has his own company. And then the cop was like, oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? Ah, you getting locked up. Boom, he gets locked up for, like, what, 2-3 years? Before, and then put him on death penalty. put him on death penalty, accusing that he killed this white woman. Like, wow. Because they found out that he was had his own business. Like, that's all they want to do is tear us down. They don't want us to. They don't want us to win. They don't want us to win. DJ Khaled been saying this for a long time. They don't want us to win. And look what they do. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. It's stupid. Like, it's racist as fuck. And wow. Like, we need to do better than this.
It's ridiculous.
It bothers me how racism even is still alive. Like, I don't even know why there's race is not even real. There's only one type of race, and people gotta understand that. It's the human race. White people, black people, the inside of us is the same shit. We got the same blood. The insides are the same. Just because we have different types of color because of where you were born does not mean that you are a different race. It doesn't exist. It was created by man.
Yeah.
The human race was created by God.
Yeah.
And they have to understand that.
It's crazy. It's deep. And this is something that I don't even think we should take one day to talk about. We should keep talking about it, reinforcing it.
Oh, hell yeah. There should be a get on the mic update.
Yep. Let's do that. Get on the mic update.
Update.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we will continue this tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Yes.
And I'm happy. I'm happy we talked about this.
Absolutely.
Let's get it.
Wait, we got expensive content. I mean, expensive equipment. You might as well use it.
Exactly. Like, we ain't waiting. We gonna use this shit now.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, it's Matt on the mic. You already know.
And it's your favorite Latina Kateria, and you're now listening to Get on the Mic.
Yes, sir.
Get on the mic.